Hi, I'm Marianne McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the world-renowned singer Tony Bennett. No one sings the American Songbook like Tony. Frank Sinatra called him the world's greatest singer, and that's just because he is. Oh, it's true, you know, Tony. How are you?
Well, there's room for everybody. Really, come on.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's wonderful to see you here.
You too.
Play with you again.
It's been a while.
Right, thank you.
What's happening in your life?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I'm doing the two things I love to do, which is sing and paint. And it's balanced out so wonderfully, you know. It just keeps me in a creative zone the whole day, you know. I just did an album which won a Grammy with Katie Lang, and she said, "I don't believe this guy. He paints in the daytime and he sings at night."
Well, as long as you don't paint as well at the same time as singing, that's something you haven't tried. Well, I'm dying to hear you sing, needless to say. What can we do together?
Well, I love Johnny Mercer, like I know you love him. Every musician of worth, you know, loves Johnny Mercer. And I'd like to start out with a song he wrote with Jimmy Van Heusen, I Thought About You.
Okay. Shall I give you a little intro just to get things started?
Why not? Let's go to it. I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, the moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
That's one of the great songs, and I don't know, Johnny Mercer, anything he could write just would turn out perfectly.
Yeah, and he did, well, they should really do a movie of his life, a good movie, because he really changed the whole history of American popular music by starting that great company, Capitol Records, and hiring Sinatra and Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins and Nat King Cole and Peggy Lee and so many, you know, singers with quality and music that'll last forever.
That was a great era, wasn't it?
It was. He created it, and it was and a great story about it. I believe that this is accurate that I heard about him. Is his father had a bank in down south, you know, greatest town, little town in the south, and the Depression made everybody go broke, and his father felt so bad that he couldn't give the money back to the public. And Johnny Mercer spent his whole life and started and created Capitol Records and went back to Savannah, Georgia, and gave everybody their money back. It's
That's
a great
fantastic.
American story.
He was that kind of a guy.
Fabulous, you know, yeah, really. Great human being.
Great guy. What else have we got here, Tony, that we can do?
I love Rappy Troubles and Dreams, written by Billy Mole and Harry Barris.
I always think of Woody Herman, I don't know why, and somebody else, Maxine Sullivan, had a wonderful record on this tune.
She was so wonderful.
She sure was.
Wow.
Shall we have a go at that?
Okay. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until the sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
That's a great song. There's so many wonderful songs. How many do you think you know?
I really don't know. There's a lot of
hundreds.
I really never counted as many songs as I know.
I've always wondered, I could never be a singer. I'd never remember the lyrics. Are they sort of ingrained in your head?
Some of them. Sometimes I have to review them again, and then it comes back to me. Others have been there that I didn't even know that I knew. And I just start singing them, you know, like a song like Blue Moon, you know, which I've never really recorded. And, you know, you just know it from
enjoying it. You never recorded Blue Moon?
I don't think I did, no.
You probably don't know whether you did or not.
Right, yeah, I've been recording 50 years now, so.
50 years?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
What was the first label?
It was Leslie Records. George Simon had a record company.
George Simon, the guy that wrote the big bands?
Yeah, right.
My goodness.
The first, what was the name of that magazine that he had? It was so great. Metronome.
Metronome.
Metronome, right. And the first record I made was Fascinating Rhythm, George Gershwin. Fred Astaire introduced it.
With a band? And who was the piano player?
It was Jack Medoff, I believe, way back.
I remember him, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Well, you seem to be getting even better than you were before. Is that possible? Are you doing anything different?
Well, that's what I try to do. I try to do that, yes. I'm still very enthused about it. Every time I perform, I learn something and search for brevity, you know, just so to keep it as simple as possible. I'm much more comfortable performing now.
But you always look so comfortable. You look like nothing bothers you. Do you feel that way when you're on stage?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm still concerned before I hit the stage, you know, the butterflies and hoping
really?
That everything works, you know, hoping that the lights work or the timing of the show, and then that hoping that we all play together with my quartet. And
you've got a wonderful new young piano player,
Lee Musica. Terrific, yeah.
He is terrific.
All my guys are wonderful. Gray Sargent's just one of the best guitarists I ever heard. And Paul Langos on the bass and Clayton Cameron on the drums. And they're just great guys, you know, great artists. And
you
to
always
sing with them is a joy.
Have a great group. I remember Ralph Sharon was
so
terrific.
Magnificent, yeah, magnificent.
God, you and I go back to the days of, or maybe before, I remember coming to hear you when you had John Bunch.
I love John. Gentleman John Bunch, right.
Gentleman John, it was his opening day.
I love him.
You were doing you wanted to do Nature Boy on that day, and it wasn't on the list that he had on the piano. And I remember him hunting all over to find the music for Nature Boy. You were standing there impervious to the whole thing. You did. Poor John. Yeah. Gentleman John. Well, in case you're just joining us, my guest today is Tony Bennett. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. What can we do?
Well, we had a good friend, and I think of him all the time, and I think of the time that he wrote about us all the time and in the books and all that, the great Alec Wilder.
Oh, Alec was one of my dear friends.
I know, and
yours
mine too. Yeah. So I love this song that he wrote called While We're Young, and I'd love to do that with you.
I would love to do it.
Good. Let's do it. Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring. can refuse. Time flies so fast, too dear to lose and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes while we're young.
You know, Alec had so much trouble with that tune. They didn't want to. He must have told you this. They
didn't know.
He didn't like it because there was such a long space in the middle. You know, and they said nobody will ever buy that song. He had an awful time with those guys at the Brill Building.
I can't believe how they, you know, it's so tedious for creative people a lot of times. I mean, the great story about Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, they had a big fight when they did The Wizard of Oz. They wanted to take that out of the movie. And they screened it without that Judy singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And the report was that the public didn't like it at all. And that, so they put it back in, and they really had a fight to put that song in, and it changed the whole movie, made it a classic.
Well, when Peggy Lee finally recorded While We're Young, and it was a hit, wasn't it?
Right.
It became a big hit. And then Alec got mad at Peggy because he said that she didn't sing the melody as written. And so he castigated her at great length. And he's alleged to have said to her, when you get to the bridge, jump off. But that sounds like Alec, doesn't it?
No, yeah, right.
Well, Alec did a lot of music for children.
Yes.
Have you ever done any things with kids, like workshops or done a concert specifically for children?
I did a children's album. We planned an album for children with recorders. He wanted to have a whole group of recorders, and I knew a young boy from England who sounded so wonderful. He wrote poetry, so they were going to have him on the recording and reciting his poetry and having these recorders, instruments, play behind them. And it never happened. We tried to get it on, and it's regretful to me because I still know the boy is a grown man now.
Well, you've got such a wonderful air about you that I would think kids would relate to you, and that you could really get them interested in some of the songs that you sing.
I was trained to sing to the whole family, you know. Years ago, when I first played the Paramount Theater with Louis Prima, the management there, Nat Shapiro and Bob Whiteman, two managers of the Paramount, we used to do the most inhuman thing. We did seven shows a day at the Paramount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Two is inhuman. Imagine seven. Anyway, they told us, make sure you sing very, very good songs. Don't sing songs to one generation. He said, in the morning you have your young teenagers. The afternoon you have your senior citizens. And at night you have the young lovers and married couples in the balcony. He said, so sing good songs and make sure that you sing to everybody. I never gave that premise up. I thought it was a wonderful premise. And really, it's afforded me a lot of longevity as a performer because I never worked to just one group of young people, you know, just to sell records.
I never thought of that. I would imagine, I mean, always when I hear you sing the songs from the same era, like Johnny Mercer, Alec Wilder, Harold Arlen, all those songs.
Well, that's the great American tradition. I mean, we still don't know. We're such a young country, we don't know how good we are. You know, those composers are never going to die. They'll live forever. I sing in Finland and Belgium and Kuala Lumpur, or, you know, New Zealand, Australia. And they know all the Gershwin songs. They know all the Irving Berlin songs, and they love them. And it's a great way to communicate.
Do you still travel as much as you did?
Not as much, no. I do a lot of painting now and take vacations, lengthy vacations. In the summer, I take a whole month off, and oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
Well, if you want to take about 10 minutes off, or maybe five, I'll play something for you.
Oh, wonderful. Anything you play is all right with me.
I'll do one of my own tunes.
Good.
Actually, believe it or not, you sang this tune years ago, Twilight World.
Oh, yeah.
By Johnny Mercer.
What a wonderful song.
So here goes.
Good, thank you. Thank you. Well, that song will last forever. It's a beautiful song.
I hope so.
I know so.
I hope. But if you say so, then that's sure to happen. Well, we'll be right back with more from my guest, Tony Bennett. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the tunes performed on today's program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Another composer that I know that you knew, Harold Arlen.
Boy, was he something.
He was one of my favorites.
I can understand that. I remember Alec Wilder saying that he actually preferred him over Gershwin because he had more of a jazz feeling.
Well, he did. And he used to come to the Hickory House, and he sent me up a note. I don't know what I played. I think it was some tune, When the Sun Comes Out, not too well-known tune, and he wrote me a little note, and I was so thrilled. I still have that note.
Isn't that great?
I put it in a frame.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but the song you picked out is maybe my all-time favorite song, Last Night When We Were Young.
Yeah, and there's a great story about this, if I may, I'd like to tell you about, that
Please
I heard
do.
About. Well, this was a song, they used to have these great composers from Cole Porter, Jerome Kern, Johnny Mercer, everybody, they used to have musicales out in Hollywood. And it was beautiful experiences that great musicologists write about, what they said and what they did. And I read this, that all of the composers, when Ir Parberg and Harold Arlen wrote Last Night When We Were Young, they were excited about the song, and they played it for all of the composers. And every single composer, from Gershwin to Cole Porter, and every major composer just said, it's too far out. The song is never going to make it. And yet it's the most precious song for a ballad that's ever been written. And yet every single one of them just said, it wasn't envy, or they weren't being nasty. They were just thinking that it's a great song, he said, but no one will ever buy this song. And here it is, it lasts forever. You know, people like the great master Sinatra, and so many people have recorded it.
Have you recorded it?
I did, yes. I love it. You know, it's a beautiful song.
But they were right, because it is hard. It goes into so many funny places.
I know.
But
it's so well written. You know, Ir Parberg, Harold told me personally that Ir Parberg, now he wrote with everybody from Kurt Weill to Gershwin, Ira Gershwin, had them write lyrics, all the great composers, but he said my favorite was Ir Parberg. He said the greatest lyric writer that ever lived.
Well, he certainly was fantastic. And the lyric to this song, I used to sit by the hour and listen to Sinatra singing this song, and I would love to hear you sing it.
Well, thank you. Let's take a crack at it and see what happens.
Okay.
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so bright, ages ago. Last night, today, the world is old. You flew away
time grew cold. Where is that star that shone so bright? Ages ago, last night. To think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young last night.
You know, the composers were right about it being a very hard song, but it's a very worthwhile song to take trouble with it, even if it is a hard song. They probably would like to have written it themselves.
Really, I think so. I think you're right about that. it's hard to top. It is hard to top that one. It's well written and so meaningful. What a story it says.
It does. Well, what do you say to doing Don't Worry About Me?
I think you mentioned that Alec Wilder's favorite song.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's amazing. Well,
he always asked me to play that, and he said that many a time that was his favorite song. So,
well, let's try that one.
So we can think
I'd
about
like to
Alec.
Do that. I love the song. I'd like to do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Get along, forget about me, be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day the sensible way and still be friends? Out for yourself should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool. Darling, why should we cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can't forget, don't worry about me. Thank you. look out for yourself should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can't forget, don't worry about me.
That's a tune that can be done any way at all. It can be a ballad. It can be like a walking ballad. The way you do it is really nice. I guess you do it with a band. With a big band?
Sometimes, but a lot of times. I love singing with my quartet. You know, because you improvise, you know, I just feed off the musicians every night. You know, they'll hear a lick that I sing, a turn of phrase, and then they'll repeat it, or they play something that I like, and then I pick up on what they're playing. And I just love doing that, you know, so every night becomes a different show, even with the same repertoire.
Well, they're all jazz musicians. They're not going to play the same thing every night.
That's it.
So, hear something different, and it inspires you to do something.
And to me, it's the most exciting thing in music that I can think of, where the moment counts, and it's not just written down on paper, but it's right from everybody's head and heart.
Well, I've got to hear more, but meanwhile, what do you say to doing another tune?
Good deal.
What are we going to do? All of Me? We're going to do that?
Yeah, let's do All of Me.
Okay. You're reminding me of my old man. He used to like to sing that song.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never use them. Take my arms, I'd love to lose them. Yes, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Yes, you took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Why not take all of me?
That's such a good old tune. That's a tune that will last forever.
That's right. It's what the public wants.
Evidently.
That's right.
Well, there's more music coming up. My guest is Tony Bennett. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Lunis McLowan, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very well.
He wrote a tune with Alec quite late in Alec's career called Blackberry Winter. Did you ever?
Oh, yes.
Do you know that tune?
I know. I've never done it, but I know the song.
I was just thinking, what a great tune for you.
Wow.
Maybe I can play a little bit of that.
That would be nice. I'd love to hear it.
All right.
Thank you.
really is a pretty tune, and I knew Lunas was quite ill, and so I ran off a CD just for him. But I would like to record that myself, and I would certainly love to hear you record it.
Well, I'd love to. I'll hope
pretty
to get
tune.
A copy someday. And
well, I'll get it for you.
Thank you.
So, when you go on the road, all the places you've been to in your life, mm-hmm. what's your favorite country? Outside of the U.S., I expect.
Well, it's one place where I don't perform, funny enough, because they don't really know me that well there, and that's Italy.
Really?
But I play a whole... they never distributed me in Europe. In all the English-speaking countries like England and then Canada, Australia, and, of course, the United States, I'm very well known. But not too well in Europe. And it's a joy for me, you know, because it's a real breakaway. It's a real vacation, you know. I just paint there the whole month. And so I love Italy the best. I go to...
And you don't do much work there? You don't do too many concerts?
No, I don't do any concerts there.
You just paint?
Right, I just paint for the whole month.
Where? What part of the country?
Well, Tuscany, Venice, Rome, Calabria, Sicily.
You know, I just thought in that wonderful book you have, there's so many beautiful paintings of certain areas of different countries. You don't do too many portraits, do you? Although
I do, yeah. A lot of portraits.
You've done Duke Ellington?
Yes. It's my favorite painting I've ever done.
Really?
Because he used to send me a dozen roses every time he wrote a song. And when the roses would come to my house, I'd say, oh, Duke wrote another song.
That's wild.
And so I put the flowers behind them, and it came out nice, you know.
But he never, I mean, he didn't actually sit for you. You did the painting.
A lot of times on the road, we played together. I played with him on the road, and we sat. But Norman Granz did a magnificent photograph of him. And I loved it so much. It had all the ingredients of a good portrait, the shadows on one side of the face and all that, so it light and dark. And it was in black and white, but I put it to the color. But I asked Norman Granz's permission. I said, may I do this painting from your great photograph? And he gave me permission to do it. And of all things, it's my favorite painting that I've ever done. There's an expression
great.
Of Duke that's... I'll get it to you. I'll get a copy for you.
I would love to have it.
Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, this has to be our last tune, so... Well, we've talked so much about Duke, it would be lovely if you'd do a Duke tune.
Oh,
you must know them all.
Absolutely.
What could we do?
Well, I miss the great dance... You know, the dances that they used to have with the big swing bands.
Yes.
And the timeless song of his, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Could we do that?
We could do that. It'd
okay.
Be beautiful.
Thank you.
What's the tempo on this?
Ba ba da do do day. I missed the Saturday dance. I might have gone but for. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess that my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates. I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thank you.
piano. That my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates, I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
Tony, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you
for coming.
I love doing it. It's
good telling all your little stories. It's great to see you looking so great and sounding so great.
You.
I'll see you soon again.
Okay, let's keep swinging.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marianne McPartland and her guest, Tony Bennett. Join us each week at this time as Piano Jazz brings you other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation with Marianne McPartland. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Shari Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Chinook Kang, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Evan Hill. Production manager, David Lyon. Executive producer, Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To hear recent programs or find out more about the artists and songs heard on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Artworks, from the Friends of Piano Jazz, and from Blue Note Records. Support also comes from Downbeat, an insider's guide to over 75 years of evolving jazz styles, on the web at downbeat.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. Add a jazz touch to your holidays with an NPR Jazz Christmas with Marianne McPartland and Friends, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, available individually or all three in a single collection on the web at shop.npr.org. This is NPR.